Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
Virus flu, more than a cold. It hits suddenly, harder. You feel sicker all over with chills, fever, congestion, all the miseries flu can bring. You need more than a simple cold remedy. You need Viromed, tablets or liquid. Unique formulas so strong they combat virus flu symptoms all over your body. Viromed's combination of ingredients helps relieve all these miseries flu can bring. Viromed, tablets or liquid. All over help for all major flu symptoms.
Race a little ruckus with the Cutlass.
Hi, Rick.
It's the new Cutlass with the sliding sunroof.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Race a little ruckus with the Cutlass.
Hey, the new Cutlass with a 4.3-liter diesel V8.
Race a little ruckus with the brand new Cutlass.
The 79 Cutlass. Your gallant men of old offer a wide variety. Come in for a test drive.
The gallant men of old. We make car buying a pleasure again.
WGN Television, Chicago.
From the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland, our Chicago Bulls beat the Washington Bullets. Tonight's participating advertisers are Datsun, featuring the all-new 310, Schlitz Light Natural Pilsner Beer, still less filling, with a taste that's bigger than light. Abaco Oil. At Abaco, you expect more from a leader. And the Association of Chicagoland McDonald's Restaurants. Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Fleming here at the Capitol Center, Landover, Maryland. John Kerr is alongside. The Chicago Bulls had their third meeting tonight with the Washington Bullets, the club that is currently leading all the NBA in the standings, coached by Dick Motta, the former Bulls coach. We've had no success with the Bullets thus far this season, losing both games here and in Chicago. A big assignment tonight, big guy.
Now they have one feature going for them. The Bulls have that feature tonight. Kevin Greavy will be out, and he's been a thorn in the side of the Bulls for the last 4 years, his fourth year in the league. I'll be visiting with him at halftime. And also, you got Mitch Kupchak, who's just coming back off of an Achilles injury. So they should be outmanned. The Bulls should have a little bit of a shot at it tonight. The Bulls played their best game of the year yesterday, beating Detroit. It should be a great one.
And we have our secret weapon, John Mengelt, geared up and ready to go against them.
Popped off the bench last night for 26 big points.
We'll be back with Scotty Robertson, the Bulls coach, right after this.
Datsun introduces the perfect snow car, the snug and nimble new Datsun 310. Rich soft velour to warm your body. Rear window defrosters, side window defoggers, new rust proofing, and front wheel drive to pull you through. See the snow-loving, gas-saving new Datsun 310 at your Datsun dealer before you can't get to your Datsun dealer.
Datsun, we are dead.
To pull you through.
I'm here with Scotty Robertson, the coach of the Chicago Bulls. Scotty, 3-3 since you took over the club. Last night, you beat Detroit 124-117. You shot 62%, the best of the year for the Bulls. It got to make you feel pretty good.
Well, I feel real good. I'd like to have that 62% tonight, John.
You might need it against this ball club. What do you do different against this big, strong, rugged front line that you'll see?
Well, you pray a lot, first of all. No, we're going to try to play them tough down low, try to prevent them from posting us. That's their game. And try to bang with them as much as we can. And we're handicapped a little bit with a guy like Mickey Johnson in there who's not, he's tall, but he's not real strong.
You got a little bit of help the last couple of games from Tate Armstrong. Might see him a little bit?
Yeah, I think Tate's been playing very well. I'm going to try to give him some minutes tonight and see what he can do. I think he can play in this league.
Good. I hope he can help you out tonight. I hope you win. Good luck to you, Coach.
Thank you, John.
All right, we'll be back with the start of the game after this.
Rusty Jones.
Hi, I'm Rusty Jones. And you know what? I'm the one new car option you can buy that'll appreciate in value. That's right, because I'll stay with your new car as long as you own it. Winter and summer, day and night, not even a coffee break. Working to save your car from rust. And a rust-free car is worth more. So at New Car Time, insist on Rusty Jones Rust Proof.
Hello, Rusty Jones. Goodbye, Rusty Cars.
This program is telecast with the express authority of the Chicago Bulls and the National Basketball Association. The use of any pictures and descriptions of this telecast without the written authority of the Chicago Bulls is prohibited. The Chicago Bulls also have the right of approval of the announcers for this telecast, which include a guy by the name of John Kerr. I've never seen anyone know so many people everywhere we go. Every congressman, every president, they have all come over here. Hey, do they get advice from you on Chicago weather, basketball, or anything else? Do they really?
No, I think that we saw a lot of them up here today because of the beautiful weather. It's been a sensational day, and we saw Henry Hyde and his son Tony was up here, and Morgan Murphy.
And the national anthem. In front of his bench, rather placidly looking up into the sky, Dick Motta was singing the national anthem, an unusual thing while it was being played. He's a different man compared to his Chicago image. Motta has seen the model of restraint since he came to Washington. He admits he's different, says it's a different team in a different town, and he said, the Bulls, we had exemplified Chicago. Sloan and Van Leer were in a fight every game. It was that kind of team for that town. Then he goes to quoting Carl Sandburg, flinging magnetic curses, laughing the stormy, husky, brawling laughter of youth, half naked and sweating. All of that about Chicago. Can you believe that Motta read all that poetry?
Somebody must have read it to him.
The introduction of the Chicago Bulls is completed, and now we have the Washington Bullets. Tom Henderson. Henderson is being cited by Bullets opponents is the man who more and more makes this club go. CJ, Charlie Johnson, Wes Unseld, the 10-year veteran from Louisville. And the officials tonight, the lead official Lee Jones, the veteran, along with Hugh Evans and Jack Neese, as we prepare ourselves for action at the Capitol Center. The Washington Bullets are at the top of the Atlantic Division, a record of 41-19. The Bulls are at the bottom of the Midwest Division, a record of 23-39, but Scotty Robertson has his team moving at a .500 pace, 3-3. The Bulls in red, Landsberger, Theus, Mickey Johnson, Artis Gilmore, and Wilbur Holland. Henderson, Charlie Johnson, Elvin Hayes, Bob Dandridge, Wes Unseld.
And they throw it up. Here come the bullets.
Oh-ho. It looked like he ran.
Now what could you do
bit,
about that? That was Wesley Unseld.
Couldn't say he led the fast break that time, could you?
Would you call that a perfectly executed tip-off play? Right in front of our microphone. CJ puts it in play to Henderson. Elvin Hayes, guarded by Landsberger rather loosely, goes to Unseld, and he has Artis out there with him. This is not the way I like to start a ball game.
No, that last ball game we had, they got four against us, two quick hoops in New Orleans, and the lights went off for 17 minutes. Remember that, Jack?
Right. Landsberger lost it. Here they come again. Tom Henderson. Fine effort by Reggie Theus trying to catch up, but carried himself all the way off the end of the floor. Theus on the attack for the Bulls. We're down 6-0 to the world champions. Artis puts a move on Unseld, fakes him, and hits it. Gave him a pretty nice fake, and then came around and laid it up with one hand.
Well, you watch Unseld. He'll put a little body pressure on our Elvin Hayes from the outside. But watch Unseld lean on Artis and lean on him, and he doesn't go up off the ground with him. He just uses his body to defend against him. Big and strong.
You look at this, the man from Utah has got these people shooting 4-for-4 against us. They lead us 8-2. Wilbur's in too deep a water. And that is Mickey Johnson. Here they come quickly again. They're moving the ball extremely fast on the transition. That's the first shot they've missed. Hayes caught Landsberger with an elbow and then said, excuse me. He didn't mean to. Well, that was Wilbur Holland. Fouled at the other end of the floor. Pair of misses for Wilbur. Landsberger on a fine play, but it won't stick. Unseld with a rebound. The outlet blocked by Holland, and Holland is back for another shot. And again it won't drop. Unseld with a rebound to Dandridge. Driving against Mickey. Dandridge backing into it.
Let's take a look at the movement down here by Dandridge down low. On the foul, he said Mickey Johnson trying to give him a little body pressure, bumping him out, and you see Dandridge backing in. But before he goes to the shot, the foul occurred.
Theus hustling.
Oh! And almost made a sensational play out of it.
Great effort by the rookie from Nevada, Las Vegas. Bullets burst in the Atlantic Division. Best in the East, the top record in the NBA. Kansas City next at 40-23. The Bulls last in the Midwest with the lowest record in the West. Dandridge. And the four.
They just ran running a little basic pick. The man comes down to baseline for the shot. They come down, they stop on the outside. CJ takes his shot, and Unseld led one in off the break. Everything was very basic. Now they haven't had a tough basket yet.
Foul committed by Wesley Unseld.
Right, watch Unseld. He's going to put a little body pressure on here again, as we mentioned. He doesn't like to leave the ground on Artis. He gets both hands up, and he'll do a lot of...
Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive. At ThisDayInTheNFL.com.
Faking and pretending to be hit and fall down, and you watch it as the game goes on.
Well, they just won't drop. This is Gilmore's 646th consecutive pro regular season game. He has 1,529 points this season. And he hits that one with the earlier field goal. He now has 1,532. Bullets 10, Bulls 5. at Landover. And the bullets on the attack. Dandridge holds it up. Mickey Johnson gives him a little room. Unseld sets the pick. And Dandridge to Henderson. This is Johnson, CJ for the brother.
Well, when he was at Golden State, he destroyed us too in 75. And he hasn't forgot where he left off. But the Bulls are doing one thing here. They're getting the bullets in a little bit of foul trouble early. It's a third team foul with, what, 8:39 up there.
Mickey Johnson. Johnson with two field goals and the score 12-7. And here come the bullets. Tom Henderson, 6'3", 4 years in the league from Hawaii. He's number 14. Now we got the turnaround shot by E.
Landsberger fouling him on the shot. Boy, he always takes that shot with his back to the basket. Watch him go up for the shot now. Elvin Hayes, go up for the shot with his back to the basket. Then he turns and shoots all in one motion. That's what makes that shot so tough to defend against.
Elvin Hayes hits the free throw for the Bullets, 13-7. And another one. 10 years he's been out of the University of Houston. There's Scotty on the bench. Remember the gigantic confrontation, Hayes and Lou Alcindor in the Astrodome.
One of the biggest crowds ever to watch a college game, wasn't it?
Up till that time. I mean, up until they built a bigger arena.
Yeah.
That's right, up till that time. Theus had it blocked. It's out of bounds to Chicago. 14-7. Mark Landsberger, the inbounder for the Bulls, guarded by Elvin Hayes. Theus takes it. Works on Henderson. Wilbur's shot off the mark. Unsell with a rebound. Here they come again. Hayes. Oh!
They get it down quick. They get it down quick. Watch Elvin break out. Look at him take off. Very speedy for a big man. Up, slam dunk, two.
16-7. Landsberger going to the basket, and the foul should be on Hayes. He had hands on him.
This is what Scotty likes to do with Mark Landsberger. Watch him come across down low. They don't like him to take that fadeaway jump shot, but they're working in close. He got fouled, and he's going to shoot two.
As hot as they were last night, the Bulls are starting out cold tonight. Gilmore with a rebound, and he is in a vice. Wesley's upset.
There's a technical on Elvin Hayes. Start the game off. The officials tonight are Lee Jones, who's got the ball, handing it to Mickey Johnson to shoot, Hubie Evans and Jack Knees, and they're relatively new, with Lee Jones being the head official here this evening.
Here comes Larry Wright into the ball game, replacing Charlie Johnson. Wright is 6'1", 2 years in the NBA from Grambling. And Artis Gilmore at the line. Artis, the tall lefty, converts one and two. That cuts the lead down to 16-10. Big three-point play on free throws. Bullets defeated the Golden State Warriors 99-89 here at home last Sunday. Look at this. Dandridge. Bobby Dandridge from Norfolk State. 18-10. Gilmore with a hook shot, and it is a beauty. 18-12. Unsell. Gilmore goes after the rebound, and the foul called.
And a big E, isn't it?
On. Called on Elvin, right? They'll keep on if they get him upset. Now Hayes looks over at Unseld and he says, cool. Let's
see if we can see the foul here. There's Artis going for it, and Elvin put that left side of the body into him. Artis has really improved his free throw shooting, Jack. He's up over 75% mark, and I think when he came with the Bulls, he was shooting down in the 60, 68 range.
It's 5 out of 6 already in this ball game. 18-14, they've cut the bullet lead back to 4. Dandridge to Henderson. Mickey Johnson chasing Bob Dandridge. Henderson trying to lose Theus on a pick, and he makes his move and scores. Tom Henderson, 20-14. Gilmore making his move, called for traveling. So we get a timeout with a score, 20-14 in favor of the Bullets. We'll be right back.
You must be ready for a beer.
I'm ready for a new Schlitz Light.
There's a new taste in Schlitz Light. The taste of natural ingredients brewed into a Pilsner beer. New Schlitz Light. Still less filling, with a taste that's bigger than light.
We climbed it because it was there.
And we came back down because this was here.
Schlitz Light. Natural Pilsner beer.
Hi, I'm Lee Phillips. True Value Hardware Stores have subjected True Test Easy Care and 12 other paints to a laboratory scrub test. After 11,000 strokes from a bristle brush with an abrasive soap solution, Easy Care was the only paint that didn't wear through. And that's why we call True Test Easy Care the scrubbable interior paint. See the complete selection of True Test paints and paint accessories in the paint center of participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
Welcome to the splendors of the Orient. Elegant Golden Dragon service found on Continental's new flights to Taipei is now also available on Continental's flights to Los Angeles. We have Oriental wine, beer, special entertainment, and the most interesting meals in the sky. Here's your duck, sir.
Ah, I've waited a long time for a flight like this.
Discover Continental's Golden Dragon service.
Back into the action. Washington has hit a sizzling 9 out of 11 for the field, 82%. The Bulls are 4 of 8. Not a bad 50%. Shot missed and a loose ball foul called.
Landsberger, I believe, trying to get in there and slug it out with Wesley Unseld. Mark picks up his second foul.
Unseld is the inbounder. Henderson working in the back line with Wright. Wright cuts. Henderson takes it on the point, and Unseld goes to Hayes. Bumped by Landsberger, he hits it.
Well, you want to see a veteran move, Jack?
That was
Watch
a veteran
that.
Move.
He turns around and gets the takes a look at the basket. Watch this. He's going to take a look at the basket. Landsberger goes up, and now he says, I'm going to grab a foul on this one, and two.
Landsberger's in trouble with 3 already.
I don't think Mark is quick enough to stay with Elvin Hayes. He's strong enough and can jump well enough to rebound with him, but his motion might be a little bit mismatched.
So Ollie Johnson is ready to come off the Bulls bench. Pass off the fingertips of Mickey Johnson. Out of bounds to Washington. Ollie Johnson at 6'6", the veteran from Temple, ready to report in. Now they go to Hayes again. Over the head of Landsberger. Elvin's eating him alive. 25-14. Hayes already with 11 points. Theus to Artis. Saved by Reggie Theus. And Theus hits it. Switch, Dandridge back out to Henderson. Bobby Dandridge makes his move, blocked by Artis Gilmore.
He was up in the air for that one, wasn't he? Artis is very good at that, picking off somebody else's man. Now watch, he's going to leave his man here as Johnson is beaten by Dandridge, and out comes Artis to swat that one away.
Shot taken by Larry Wright. Cleared out of there by Mickey Johnson, and the Bulls are back on the attack. Johnson and Ollie Johnson, Mickey and Ollie, both in the front line now with Artis. Theus and Holland are the guards. Holland to Mickey Johnson. Oh, Artis had it, he was knocked out by a teammate.
Right. He thought he got fouled, but it was Ollie Johnson who hit him.
Dandridge, long range artillery, rebound, Mickey Johnson to Ollie, to Theus, great play. 25-18, Washington leading our Chicago Bulls here at the Capitol Center. 7:30, we're in Atlanta at the Omni. 6:30, starting time for our telecast. Wesley Unseld.
Now that the weather's gotten nice in Chicago and the sun is out, it's a little bit chilly. Now they're sending us to nice and warm spots. 50 degrees, 60. Phoenix will be in next week.
27-18. Artis Gilmore gets a slap on the arm from Henderson. No call. The ball's released out to Theus. He takes the shot and the rebound tapped outside to right. To Dandridge.
They ran that fast break a little bit backwards. They ran it from the outside in. The two guards, Henderson on the left and Larry Wright on the right side, and watch Dandridge come into your picture down the middle. Wright sees him coming. Down he goes. Reggie tries to take the foul, but was not convincing as the basket was good, and Dandridge tries for the three-pointer.
Thirty to 18 in favor of the Washington Bullets. Dick Motta talks in this article we're reading here about the difference in attack here at Washington. Theus short. And a fine play by Mickey Johnson. And the fact that he has the club running, it's all a matter of personnel, as he said. Not his own coaching style, but the personnel that he has.
Well, Dick is a coach, and as far as he will coach the way that material dictates. In Chicago, we had two great shooting forwards and two good rebounding guards and a passing center in Tom Boerwinkel. That's the way he played. But here he's got that rugged team that can rebound, get the ball, and run for you, and he likes to play the wide open game.
Ollie Johnson hits one for the Bulls, 30-22. Clock turning down at 2:54. Henderson. Make that Dandridge, I'm sorry.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights. Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.